It is an interesting dynamic playing out that Curran just detailed there.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but I like it.
The pooping or going blind part, you hadn't thought about that?
No, the part about, you know, Drake May, everybody else on the team's looking at Drake May like, all right, he's our best player. We're going
to
follow him.
He's the best guy on the team, so I guess we just have to follow him.
Whereas,
yeah.
I wonder if you also have that in Washington. Like, don't you think? Terry McLaurin's good, but everybody else is like, you know, they're not that, and they see how good Jaden Daniels is. Like, all right, let's just follow this guy. Whereas Caleb Williams, they might not really like him. And then DJ Moore and Keenan Allen are like, we're better NFL players than he is.
DJ Moore.
Swift thinks he's
DJ
a better
Moore
player.
DJ Moore absolutely
DJ Moore thinks
that,
he's better than everybody by the looks of it. But all the other guys have accomplished something.
That's a good point. It's a good point
it
by
is.
Curran.
I like it.
And we're going to talk to him on a Tommy Tuesday tomorrow here on Jones and Keith. High noon is when we'll talk to him. Let's take a step back.
All right.
Because we're all giving Drake May a ton of credit. I'm giving Drake May a ton of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Are we giving him too much credit for a win that probably any quarterback could have picked up that win yesterday? Are we giving him too much credit based on his individual performance yesterday?
I don't think we are. And I think part of it is the stuff we were talking about, how we talked to the offense.
See, that's
he's showing leadership. And it's like, yeah, maybe other quarterbacks, if they just didn't screw it up, like a veteran game manager wins that. Hand the ball to Ramondre.
Brissett,
don't turn it over.
They win the game yesterday with Brissett, right?
Yeah, probably.
We agree with that?
Although, I don't know, because like I do look into like the butterfly effect, and you're just like, the team knows Drake May's playing. I think there's just more energy when Drake May's playing. I think we kind of saw it.
I think that's fair.
In these games, even though
but they've won
Brissett
two games,
came in. And
they won two games with Brissett.
Yeah, but they won the first game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that had a lot to do with Cincinnati, but they won the first game, and Ramondre had like 110 yards after contact and like all that stuff. The defense played well. Then they lost every game. Then they beat the Jets in a game that Drake May at least started, got him in the end zone, kind of got the positive stuff flowing. That also might have also had more to do with the Jets. That's part of the NFL. Like, you need to take advantage of the bad mistakes and the bad play, teams that check out, teams that quit. It happens all the time, which is crazy because one game a week, it's not like the NBA where, you know, back-to-back, maybe a guy doesn't have it. They're like, ah, we don't have it tonight, coach. You have one game a week. How do you have so many poor performances around the league?
Great question.
It's crazy. But, yeah, you have to make sure you win those games. So, yeah, just the overall performance, I'm with you. Like, Jacoby Brissett could do – it wouldn't look the same, but he could do what May did yesterday.
So, I'm going to give Brissett the win yesterday. But okay. I also don't think we're giving him too much credit because of the off-field stuff that we're talking
yeah.
about. Getting the team together, leading – that's why I don't think we're giving Drake May too much credit today. If it was just his line and we didn't have the story about him leading the team, even the goofy clapping thing after the game, if we didn't have those with just his performance yesterday, I might think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
But also the defense, I mean, we'd have to ask the coordinator for the Bears and the coordinator for the Jets and whatever else, like preparing against Drake May versus preparing for Brissett. You know, like I think especially after the way Brissett won week one and they were really competitive in week two, wouldn't you just put like eight in the box and be like, are we going to stop Stevenson?
Yeah,
we're
probably.
Gonna stop
probably. I mean, their whole game plan changes.
You
I
have to do it
that.
A little bit differently.
So I just mean the Bears, I don't think the Bears were beating much of anybody yesterday
Holy
the way they
mackerel.
Were playing.
No.
And that says a lot about the Bears and less about the Patriots. But I also want to give Mayo credit. We played the clip earlier today, Keith. He was asked about the Schooler sack, the Longhorn package.
Dude, Longhorn package, I'm in on that.
So it's the first time I go, oh, they schemed something up during the week on defense. Jerod Mayo, you're a defensive guy. You came from that side of the football. You were part of the game planning and the meetings, and you weren't calling the defense, but you were part of the game plan during the week, in the meeting rooms, leading the meetings. It's the first time I say, oh, Jerod Mayo, you did something creative
How
on defense.
This?
The Bengals game, it was more about their attitude and their physicality.
Yeah.
There was nothing scheme-wise where I was like, oh, my God, what are they doing? Yesterday was one little wrinkle. It was small. Schooler only played five snaps. I would have guessed it was more than that.
Had a sack. Had a nice hit.
It was one little wrinkle where you say, oh, wow, I can see the work you guys put in during the week on that side of the ball. And it's the first time. It's week 10. It's the first time I felt that way all year long.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of it. Even on offense, you had the double reverse flea flicker pass, whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, that was a little too quick of a dump off from Drake May. But
I was like, oh,
that was a lot of work to get 6 yards
seven.
Or whatever it was.
They got seven.
Yeah.
It was second and three.
Sorry.
Like, no, you got to give them every yard they could possibly move on that.
One
but
of those two trick plays was the third and seven that they picked up that could call back on the hook and ladder. And then
hook and ladder.
Like 6 yards of trick play.
So they're in the playbook. They have these wacko
plays. That
other
one was against the Niners. That was still Brissett. But
It wasn't pretty. But no, I mean, they were doing stuff. And they were unlocking all these guys. Like, Jeremiah Farms had a big game. Del Pettis came in and got a sack. Like, it's not littered with all pros.
No.
And I know Belichick would say it's the same guys, but it's not Judon, Barmore, Bentley, Peppers. Like, none of those guys are there. And so you're going to have to scheme it up a little bit more, even from last year's defense or the defense before. Also, we would always give Bill Belichick defense credit for smothering a rookie quarterback or destroying a bad offensive line. And that's what happened yesterday. Rookie quarterback looked like he was lost. Offensive line couldn't protect anybody.
That's a good point.
And then when they did, the quarterback would hold it too
long. That's a good point. If that were Bill today, we'd be praising Bill. This is what Bill does to rookie quarterbacks.
Zach Wilson game.
It's a great point. It's a great point. What do you think Bill says today?
Bears are horrible.
Nothing nice. I don't think he likes Caleb Williams.
That's easy then.
There was a clip circulating this weekend that I had forgotten about. In the preseason, Bill was on Inside the NFL, Ryan Clark, Chris Long. You remember this?
I saw this, yeah.
And he's like, oh, Caleb, everybody's going nuts about these flash plays. He's like, Caleb Williams is 10 for 20 or whatever.
And some guys are like, he had pretty good stats. He's like, no, he didn't. Yeah. He's like, he didn't even have good stats.
Yeah,
like,
Bill's
he was like ripping
Bill's
preseason.
Like, the flash plays weren't even that great.
Yeah, so he'll dump all
he'll
over.
He'll lean in on
Caleb
hating
Williams.
On Caleb Williams. That's what he'll do. Mayo gets no credit.
Yep.
Drake May probably gets no credit.
He'll probably say something like, oh, they're paying all these receivers. Like, yeah, it's dumb to pay receivers. That's the route he'll go.
Yeah.
Dumb to pay receivers. Look at these guys.
And I don't think he wants to coach Caleb Williams.
But
he could blame. He could do some roster blaming there and some coach blaming there. Well, maybe not roster.
Right, here's a what if.
Some coach blaming there, and he could try to get that job. I don't think he likes Caleb Williams.
All right, what if the Bears is the only offer he gets?
He'd take it.
He takes it?
Yes. I think if Bill gets an offer, he's...
You and I both think he wants to coach. Some people are starting to pivot and be like, the guy's living
the
life.
I think he wants to coach.
So do I.
I'm not positive he's going to get the offer.
No, and then if he doesn't, he'll pretend like he didn't want to.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if he does coach, because you're seeing around the league right now, like, the Bears is going to be open. But he already basically...
Have they fired Peterson yet? Jaguars are going to be open.
Jaguars will be open. Yeah. The Jets currently kind of is open, but Bill already kind of torched
that one.
He napalmed the Jets.
That's one he won't take and now can't take. That will not be offered to him.
So, I mean, it's Cowboys or Jaguars or I think Bears. Bears will be in the mix. I don't know if they call him, but...
You see who Rex flowed for the Cowboys job today, and it makes sense.
Who'd Rex say?
Deion.
Deion to the Cowboys?
Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones probably isn't going to pay.
No.
But
Deion's having a good year.
Would he like the accolades? I wanted Deion as that's who I wanted for the head coach here.
Oh, no.
So
was after a bad year.
I like Deion.
No, they look good this year.
Jerry Jones doesn't want to pay a coach. He doesn't want to pay a coach so badly he won't fire Mike McCarthy. He's just like, I'm paying this guy. He's going to finish out the year.
Deion.
But he would like the sideshow of Deion.
Does Deion, if Deion goes to the NFL.
But that's a problem for Bill is my point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like another guy.
Yes.
It's just like Jim Harbaugh.
Yes,
like Jim Harbaugh's
yes.
coming in. He's taking a job.
Yes.
Does Deion force it where he coaches his kid in the pros? I could see that happening.
I also could see that happening.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Rid of Dak.
Might need a quarterback.
I mean, guy's got no hamstrings. Got no elbow or ankles. Like, guy's a mess.
No, no hamstring on Dak. Still in better shape than Darren Rizzi's knees yesterday.
Yeah, have we got an update on Darren Rizzi? Like, is he all right? Is he walking around?
All effort to get to the bottom of that. He's clogging toilets.
They
he's
should put him on the injury report. If they have any sense of humor at all, the Saints should put Rizzi on the injury report on Wednesday.
They're too busy, quote, tweeting the Pope.
That's what I was going to say. The Saints on social media do have a sense of humor because they were, quote, tweeting the Pope like crazy last week.
Why does the Pope keep hashtagging Saints? He hashtags Saints all the time, and then their little logo pops up every time.
Yep.
And, like, the Pope had this long tweet the other day.
Pontiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, hashtag Saints in there. And then somebody responded, they're like, we just fired our coach. Like, can we, please.
Can you give us a minute?
Can you hold on? We just fired the coach.
Where's your bedside manner?
But he's hashtagging Saints all over the time.
Yeah.
You see the little, like, emoji pop up?
It's all this, well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe not.
It's I don't know how it works on Italian Twitter, but so all this it's all the Saints can search themselves. They can look out the hashtag.
Maybe he's using speech to text.
Yeah.
Who's a modern day equivalent of like Mother Teresa? They can search themselves and be like, oh, I'm looking at my mentions.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. You think
maybe?
Yeah. You think a modern day saint is searching themselves out on Twitter? Probably.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing it.
Uh huh.
But they do have a sense of humor on Twitter, so maybe they will.
He got a lot of
put
feedback.
Him on the injury report.
When he had the hashtag Saints.
Oh, the Pope did?
The Pope Francis. Yeah, the last one. Hashtag Saints.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, hey, come on.
All right, you guys can jump in on a whole variety of topics here on a Patriots Monday. 617-779-7937. Do we need to revise the win total for the Patriots after they got a win yesterday in Chicago? We'll do that next.